Ever been ghosted after a date? Let Cosmo and Cat call him. Hook up or hang up.
Presented by Silverball Arcade Bar.
On the Cosmo and Cat Show.
Haley, good morning. Are you there?
Hey.
What's up? Welcome in.
Thank you. You guys are the coolest for helping me out.
Well, we try. So what's the deal? give us the story on Ryan.
I mean, I wish I could tell you. He is completely confusing. I have no idea what's up with him.
Well, okay. How long has it been since your date?
It's been a week and a half. And his profile says he's looking for an LTR, which I am too. And our date was really successful.
So first of all, anybody listening that doesn't know, LTR, long-term relationship.
Oh, yes.
What do you define as define success in a date? What would you...
The obvious things, I guess. You know, we made each other laugh. He was flirty. And, you know, we had a very brief but really sweet kiss. Good night. So,
aww,
that.
Okay. Well, that right. Sounds good. So, what did you guys do?
We went out for barbecue. And, you know, things get a little messy. But it was so much fun, though.
Okay. I'm like, how messy were you? Were you to the point where, like, mad at Como Smoking Fire to come over with a hose and, like, clean you guys down?
I mean, I was messy, but I think he had the edge on that.
Which is good, because barbecue can, especially if it's, like, ribs and stuff, like,
might
be a little hesitant to do that on a first date and be self-conscious about getting sauce all over your face, but it sounds like
totally.
You guys just went for it.
Yep.
So
he took care of the waiter and...
Yeah. You know, he insisted on picking up the check, and we both tipped our waitress. So I gave her, you know, a little extra for her trouble with us. Many, many wet wipes were needed.
Her trouble with us. All right, so anything besides sauce everywhere that you can think of that might be why he's ghosting you? What's been bouncing around your head for the last week and a half, Haley?
Honestly, I've been racking my brain, and I cannot think of anything. Nothing.
That sucks.
Seriously.
All right. Well, Kat, you want to call him?
Let's call him up. We'll just have to see what he says.
We're going to play a
Thank
song
you
quick.
Guys.
Yeah, you're welcome. We're going to play a song quick, and we'll dial away. Let's see what he says. Hang on.
Okay.
Did your date never call back? Have us call them. Hook up or hang up.
Presented by Silverball Arcade Bar.
This is the Cosmo and Kat Show. Ever been ghosted after a date? Let Cosmo and Kat call him. Hook up or hang up.
Presented by Silverball Arcade Bar.
On the Cosmo and Kat Show.
Now all I want, Kat, is burnt ends from Como Smoking Fire after talking to Haley.
Oh my gosh, me too.
In a barbecue date. Oh man. Let's call Ryan. He's been ghosting Haley for a week and a half now, almost 2 weeks, ever since their date. And she is just really confused. So dialing Ryan right now.
Hello?
Hi, can we speak with Ryan, please?
If you're selling something, I already have it.
No. Oh, we're not selling anything. Promise. It's the radio. It's Cosmo and Kat on Y107. Are you cool with coming on a segment with us? A dating segment?
I don't know. What is this about?
On the morning show, we talk about dates that people go on and stuff like that. You had gone on a date with our friend Haley, and she hasn't heard back from you yet, so we wanted to see what was going on.
Yeah, Haley. Yeah, she's a regular girl.
Okay.
A regular
what
girl?
What does that mean?
I mean, you know, she's into makeup and shopping. She loves puppies and kittens. She wants to have kids, but not yet. Okay. You know, nothing wrong with any of that. Just, I don't know, all very typical.
Okay, so you didn't have any connection with her at all? Nothing?
No, we connected. You know, we shared some laughs. Just, I don't know. I just felt like everything would be very predictable with her.
Okay, so you're looking for somebody who surprises you?
I don't know. I guess, like, I already see how things would play out with her. You know, like, we get a house. She'd have a craft room. I have a man cave. We have a couple of adorable, you know, mischievous kids. Like a sweet old dog. I don't know. I'm just not sure if all of that's enough for me, you know?
What are you talking about? Okay.
Yeah, you can stop right there, because... That's the dream, dude. If that's not enough for you, then I don't even know what to say to that.
All right. This got a little weird.
Yeah, it's all good. We got Haley on the phone. She's in her craft room, I think, calling this morning.
Yeah.
Dude. Hello? Ryan, are you there?
Yeah. I'm just a little caught off guard. I mean, look, it's nothing personal, you know?
Yeah. No, I know. You just don't seem capable of loving and adoring me. And, you know, if I'm going to spend the rest of my life with someone, that would have to be there. And on both sides. Full stop. Non-negotiable.
I feel like you're really making me sound bad.
Well, I just listened to what you said. So either you aren't ready for the real thing, or you don't want that with me. And same difference, either way.
Okay, well, maybe we should just go on another date and see how that goes.
All right, look, I'm not waiting around while you figure out if, you know, if I'm enough for you. Good luck out there. You know, thanks for trying, guys, but I'm out.
Yeah. Well, she gone.
Bye.
Did your date never call back? Have us call them. Hook up or hang up.
Presented by Silverball Arcade Bar.
This is the Cosmo and Cat Show.